Unit 10. Mainly Revision. Lesson 37. 1. Read and act.
Dad, this Sunday is Mother's Day. What are we going to do?
Oh dear, I almost forgot. Do you have any ideas?
How about having a big dinner Sunday night?
That's a good idea. I think each of us should give Mom a gift.
Yeah, I'll give her a bunch of red carnations. She likes flowers. What about you, Lily?
What shall I get her? Dad, what does Mom need most?
I don't think she really cares what we'll give her. A bunch of flowers is enough for both Lucy and you.
Then what will you do, Dad?
I'll do all the cooking, washing, and cleaning on that day.
Wow, that'll be the best gift for Mom.
Only on that day?
No, till Father's Day comes. Lesson 38. 2. Read.
Mother's Day. For hundreds of years, the British people have remembered their mothers on Mothering Sunday. In the old days, workers had time off from work to visit their mothers. Today, Mothering Sunday is called Mother's Day in Britain. Children send Mother's Day cards to their mothers. They give their mothers flowers or sweets as presents. Fathers and children do all the cooking and housework to give mothers a rest. They do their best to show their love for them. In the USA, mothers are remembered on Mother's Day too. Mother's Day started quite differently from the way it started in Britain. In the 1860s, there was a terrible war in the United States between the North and the South. There was a small town in the middle of the USA called Prunty Town. In this town, half the people fought on the northern side and half fought on the southern side. At the end of the war, the people hated each other. Mrs. Anna Rhys Jarvis wanted the people to make friends with each other again. So she started Mother's Friendship Day. On that day, she visited all the other mothers in her town and said, "God bless you. Let us be friends with each other again." Her idea succeeded. The same thing happened in other parts of the country. Soon, all the women in the United States followed her example. After Mrs. Jarvis died, her daughter carried on the same idea, but she called Mother's Friendship Day Mother's Day. The first Mother's Day was celebrated in 1908. In 1914, Mother's Day, the second Sunday in May, became a public holiday.
Lesson 40. 2. Read.
In the old days, London was known as a city of fog. The fog was as thick as pea soup. London's fog was caused by factory smoke, so it was called smog. The smog was so thick that car and bus drivers could hardly see the road in front of them, even during the daytime. People had to wear smog masks over their faces when they went out. In December 1952, a very thick, dark cloud came down over the city. It was the worst smog Londoners had ever had. Nearly 50 people died in road accidents. Many more people became very unhealthy. After 3 weeks, the smog began to lift slowly. Life in London returned to normal. But not long after that, over 4,000 people died as a result of the smog. In 1956, the British stopped burning coal in houses and factories in the city. London's air became cleaner.
5. Poem.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that means the world to me. Howard Johnson.